This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm. From the ArmeniaProud.com studios,
Genatsit Hayed.
This is A Toast to Armenia with Jano Kabinjian. A comprehensive look at the Armenian culture, only on lineupmedia.fm.
Genatsit, Parluis, Inchpesek, my friends. Chris, how the hell are you?
I'm great, Jano. How are you today?
I'm doing great. I'm really excited about the show because I've got a singer that, to me, I love how she sings, and she's very patriotic, and everything about her is so cool. I've seen her videos.
Really Armenian.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with our past guests and everything, but this one right here, I think that she had a video. Well, we'll get to that But I'm saying her video was so patriotic, and I really enjoyed the hell out of it, and I can't wait to have you guys listen to the interview that we're going to have with Silva Hagopian, and she's going to be outstanding. I know she is. She's exciting. At a cafe right now waiting for us. So anyway, Chris, I got some little news here. And you know what we talked about when we're at lunch and all that, when we're together, about Trump with his organization with Baku?
Yep.
Well, I tell you what, they canceled the Baku hotel deal.
Oh, well, that's great, though.
Yeah, the Trump organization canceled the Baku hotel deal, and that was on the Armenian news, and I just had to get that to you.
That's fantastic.
That's really we had this done. The Azeris, they came up with something, really, really stupid. People that visit, like you, not me.
Yeah, sure.
People that are like Americans or European or whatever, visiting Artsakh, well, you know what? You're on the blacklist now, and you could be forced to come to their country to get a sentence and all that.
Wow.
Yeah, so this gentleman here, Alexander Lepshin, he went to Artsakh, he went to Karabakh and took pictures and how he loved the place and so forth. And next thing you know, they have made him, like, in Belarus, they've extradited him.
Oh, my God.
And they're saying they may send him to Azerbaijan, and he's like, dude, are you guys insane?
Why would they?
Belarus is
why would they go
even
along with
thinking
it?
About this.
That's insanity.
Every country would just flip off the Azeris, Azerbaijan, and say, screw you.
No, not happening.
Not happening. These guys in Belarus, you are personally being accounted for this.
Yep.
You are the ones that are on the hook on this one. Azerbaijan, they can't believe that someone's actually even going to send their citizen.
They said yes?
Yeah, of course.
Are you sure that email's right?
Yeah. I mean, Belarus even thinking about this is insane.
I cannot believe that.
So, folks, Alexander Lepshin, unbelievable, is detained in Belarus because of this bullshit.
Wow.
Yeah.
Screw Belarus.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying now. Screw Belarus. That's the last time I do anything with them.
Yeah.
What the hell do we do with Belarus?
Nothing. We never will.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's the last person we get from Belarus on our show.
The only time we ever hear about them is in the Winter Olympics. And
they're always sliding in a little sled, too.
Yeah, they are.
A two-man sled. Yeah. That's all they do is jump on the two-man sled.
And at the end here is the team from Belarus.
Belarus 1, Belarus 2.
Yeah, bringing up the rear is Belarus.
Belarus. And in other news, sports news, the Armenian Man of the Year or Sportsman of the Year is still Arthur Alexian at 51%, Henrik Mkhitaryan at 37%. And then you got a big drop off. My thinking on this is, why not have a woman there too? They're all men.
Yeah,
they're all men, and we got Huri.
To be Huri Gabeshian,
Huri Gabeshian has made a move in the Olympics.
Yeah,
that's going to be there for the rest
forever.
It's
named after her, the Huri.
I mean, that's amazing, and they don't even bring up Huri's name on here.
That's unfortunate. It should be.
I mean, just it's that whole male thing, and you know, I get it. But I'm telling you right now, there's a lot of female athletes out there that deserve a little name.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Deserve a little pub, actually. Yep. Anyway, that's all we got, Chris. I'm not going any further because I know that she's been waiting in Armenia in the cafe there waiting for us to call, and it is so damn cold in Armenia right now. Did you see the videos of Armenia?
I did. It is frigid.
The winter is like it's really, really cold, and that snow's flying around everywhere. I couldn't live there, man.
It's like Chicago on steroids.
Yeah. Exactly the same on that one. So let's get Sylvia Hagopian on the phone here. Brian, Sylvia, how are you?
Good. And you?
Oh, we're doing great here. We're in the studio. I'm sorry we got our times mixed up. And we're so happy to have you on our show now.
It's okay. I want to kill you, but it's okay.
I'm with you.
Not the first person. Hey, Sylvia, it's an honor to have you on our show. And what happened, I was headed to a winery to meet Victoria. She's the CEO of Armas Winery. And I was driving. I wasn't driving. My taxi guy was driving. And he said to me, do you like Armenian music? I said, I love Armenian music. And he goes, I'm going to put this singer that is my favorite singer in the world. And I said, okay, let's hear it. And sure enough, it was you. And I enjoyed you so much on the radio. It was unbelievable. He had his iPhone with him, and he had the videos going. It was... What a good time it was just driving with him to the winery and listening to your music.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Yeah. So you started at the age of four.
Okay, I speak in Armenian.
Okay, yeah, please. Hajis, hayran kozir.
I started to sing since childhood, since 4 years when I was four. I born in Vyk.
Mm-hmm. And
Բանանվակել ես իր հետևից ոնցոր եցել եմ ու ինքացել ապապայց հետևից բայն որտեղ նրանց ապագա է սպասում ոնցոր շոս այդան ծաթեն պրոֆեսիոնալ բեմում ես սկսել եմ եցել բայց ամեն ինչ իր պապայց ուտնողներից որտեղ մեզ հաստատ չպատմի խանդի որտեղ հետո վարկին պրոֆեսիոնալ ամեր մեր պայման որ իմ եթե գրմաքուրիս ես առանջերովտարների ման մաղկը.
So my family, my whole family is connected with music area. And when I was two years, my friend of my father plays on piano, and I sang after her. So and after that, the friend of my father. Suggested him that I would have a high future in my last years. So I started to sing professionally since 4 years on the big hall stage.
Wow! So, wow! Age of four.
And whole songs write by her sister Mane, and
my arrangements Anuma
and my arrangements are done by my brother
Edgar.
Okay, you know what? Silva,
the arrangement,
was done by my
brother.
Okay, Silva, guzesne hayden tunasel mezi. And translator, not Ankarenganasil. So please, it'll help the Armenian people that don't understand English too. They could understand it in Armenian as well. So it could be like two treats in one.
Okay.
Yeah, Shad Lavgila.
Yes, Kasem Hayeren, in Smelling Okni.
Shad Lav. Okay, cool video, your video with Sana Par is, I think, the most beautiful video I've ever seen. I can't tell you how much I love that. How much time went into that?
Արտենացեցի գործկավելա եղբայրս ամենա աշխատածավալուն էսպես աշխատանք տարվել այդ տեսալովակի վրա որովհետև տևեց 3 օր նկարանունները ու նկարանվելա մեր գառնի գեղարդում ու էլի հատվածներ կան Հայաստանի այդ վայրերում է նկարանվել ու մեծ թիմ աշխատել նախ այդ պարային խմբերը, հետո հայտնի դերասաններ, որոնց հրավիրեցին, ինձ նկարանվեցին։ Եվ կարող եմ ասել, որ անգամ բյուջեն, որ ծախսել եմ, ամենամեծ թիվը, որ ծախսել եմ, եղել է իմ հենց Սասնապարտ տեսալովակը, որովհետև ես ուզում էի այդ երկով ու այդ տեսալովակով շատ բան ասել, եւ իմ հայրենակիցներին, եւ հատկապես մեր շնամիներին։ Ու կարծում եմ ստացվեց։
Yeah. Translator Gunas Mezisil Inchpis Yiravasiga. Can you tell us a little bit about it in English?
So for this song for the video video. We have many prosperous Armenian actors also and dance groups. It's our cultural, I can say that it's the cultural for our nation because
right.
Not only for us but also for our enemy. I think that you understand what I mean.
Yes. Now, she said, Silva mentioned that her sister and her brother put the song together as well?
Yes. Her whole family is connected with music.
My father is my producer.
Oh, beautiful.
Mama's Yerkela Zamanakin. Հիմա էլ երկով չի զբաղվում, բայց այդ երկելու այդ կարողությունը իրանից է եկել։
My mother was a singer also, and I was the owner of her thanks of her quality of singing.
Yeah. Okay, well, you know what? This song brings out a lot of patriotism in every Armenian, because it's so beautiful how you're seeing the Armenians from the mountains standing there brave and dancing, coming forward. It was beautiful. Who directed it, and did you guys have anything to do with how you wanted the video done?
Ռեժիսորին տաղացումներ, մենք ուզում էինք, որ այդ երկու մեր ծույցան մեր տարերը, մեր ունեցածը, ու ամենակարևորը ես փորձել եմ երկով ասեմ, որ մենք թշնամուն կարող ենք հաղթել անգամ մեր երկով ու պարով.
Bravo. That's beautiful.
Այո. Փորձել եմ հայկական մշակույթը, ինչքան հնարավոր է, ներդնեմ այդ երկու մեջ.
I want to involve all culture of our nation in this song.
Yeah. So right now we're getting close to, it's pretty bad weather in Armenia, isn't it?
Yes, it's snow, we know.
I'm sorry to get you guys outside. What's the plans for Silva coming up in the future with any more performances?
Ես իհարկե շատ նոր երգեր ունեմ, մոտավորապես երևի 2 CD երգեր հիմնական, որոնք դեռ պատրաստ են կամ արդեն պատրաստ են, ուղղակի ախպերս մի քիչ դանդաղ աշխատում ու սպասում ենք մինչև ավարտի, բացի այդ ես վաղուց տեսալված եմ նկարահանել, շատ շուտով կներկայացնեմ նոր տեսահոլովակ, ոչ մենակ մեկ, այլ շատ տեսահոլովակներ, նոր երգեր ներկայացնեմ. Նաև մի բան էլ ասեմ, լավ, այսքանը թարգմանի հետ ասեմ.
Yeah, you didn't change the dunk.
So I have many songs for introducing you them, and I have 2 discs for who I'm going to show you, and I hope that I will have many songs and videos also.
So 2017 is going to be special then.
Yes. Yes, of course. Եվ ուզում ասեմ, որ վերջերս Աշխաբադում մշակույթի օր էր, եւ ես ներկայացնում եմ Հայաստանը, եւ հենց ներկայացա այս ակնապար երգով. Ուզում եմ ասեմ, որ օտար հանդիսատես էր դահլիճում նստած, բայց իրենք այնքան բուրունին ընդունեցին, ուղղակի ես էլ էի շոկի մեջ ու շատ հավանել էի ես թեմ կատարումը. Եվ ասեմ, որ շատ ուրախացա դրանից, հասկացա, որ փաստորեն օտարազգին է կարող է սիրել, որովհետև մինչ այդ նամակները եմ շատ ստացել օտարազգների կողմից, որոնք գրում են, որ մենք չենք հասկանում քո լեզուն, թե դու ինչ ես երգում, բայց մենք շատ սիրում ենք քո երգերը, եւ ես շատ վստահ եմ, որ կգա մի օր, որ ես կկարողանամ միջազգային հիթ հանել, իհարկե իմ քրոջ եւ երկորը շնորհիվ, կհանեմ միջազգային հիթ, որը կլսի ամբողջ աշխարհը, եւ իհարկե նաեւ ոչ միայն հայերը, այլ օտարազգիները։
So in Ashgabat there was Culture Day, and at that time I sang this song Sasna Dance, as we say, and the audience was not native, and I was delighted with this because they understand they don't understand the words,
right.
but they understand the whole meaning of this song, and also I had a very much letters from them, and I hope that in future I will have the international song which will listen the whole the world. Yes.
Well, that's interesting.
Not,
yeah.
Only Armenian.
Yes. Other nationalities also.
That is really interesting, Silva, because I read a little bit about your past, and the BBC had a contest, and you were one of 2,000 participants that sang, and you got the Best Young Singer Award. That's amazing.
Yes, yes. Ես չեմ մոռանում իմ այդ հաղթանակը, եւ այդ էլ էր լավ սկիզբ ինձ համար, ու բացի այդ եւս մեկ անգամ համոզվեցի, որ կարող եմ, ինչու՞ չէ, կարող եմ օրերից մի օր ես միջազգային բեմում գտնվել ու կսիրի, կարծում եմ, օտարազգի հանդիսատեսը։
I don't forget my the best one, and I hope that I had this I had this international song which would be in the other nationality stage also, and I think that it was also the start of my
what is this?
of my career.
Career, yeah.
For international.
Well, you guys are doing the best you can, so we love it. Thank you so much. So is there anything that Silva is going to be doing in Europe as well, not just in Armenia, but singing in Europe as well coming up in
2017? Ակում ն ուտ քաղաքում համերգներով բայց իհարկե համերգներին դիմելու են հայեր չնայած չի բացառվում որ նաև եվրոպացիներ կլինեն այնպես որ մի օր ես էլ կանգնեմ ստայլի պես երկ կունենամ
On February, I will have a concert with my colleague Arame, a singer, and in nine cities. And I hope that I have the song as Gangnam Style also.
Well, you guys are having fun.
But sure, the more better than this one, which bombed the whole home.
Well, we're very excited, and I'm telling you, Silva, I listened to your music in that taxi, and then I listened to your music on the airport, at the Armenian airport, and then when I went home, I put it on my big TV and showed all my friends your song. I loved your singing, and I had to have you on my show.
Thank you so much. I'm so glad. Շատ հաճելի է, որ խոսքեր եմ լսում, ու շատ շնորհակալ եմ, որ դուք կաք.
Yeah, thank you very much. And you guys do what you... please translate that to us, too, just for our English people.
Yes, I'm very glad for this interview, and I'm very pleased for this beautiful word that.
Oh, thank you. Shashna Gala.
Thank you that you are.
Yeah. It's. The show right here, I can't do the show without people like you, and so thank you so much for being on our show. And whatever you need, Silva, if there's a new record or a new video coming out, please let us know on the show, and we will put it on our site, and we'll promote it on our podcast as well.
By all means, and I want to say big hi to my Armenians.
Big hi, okay. Big hi is good. There, everyone say hi to each other. And you guys stay warm in Armenia. And we love you guys. And you guys take care.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Hey, Chris, another great interview, my man.
And from a huge singer, a huge star.
And I really love Silva's singing, too. I mean, she's patriotic. And it's beautiful how much she cares about Armenia. I know it was a little tough with the... You know, it was kind of low, the volume and all that, but I hope Brian can work with it, and we'll have a nice interview set up.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, folks, on my Armenian yechbars and kuriks, you might say, if you're out there and you're looking to shop on, you know, for Christmas, or you're just wanting to shop on Amazon, please tune to ArmeniaProud.com first, and Go to our site, and on your right-hand side, you'll see Amazon. Click away and shop. And, you know, if you shop there, we get a little love back. Not just Amazon, but go to ArmeniaProud.com first, and then go to Amazon on your right-hand side. And, you know, it's great having you guys shop there. And it's not big money at all or anything like that, but it helps keeps the light on. So we appreciate that. And as I was talking about keeps the light on, how about lineupmedia.fm? And Chris, is that show with Ani? Is that right around the corner?
It's right around the corner at the beginning of the year.
I can't wait. I can't wait for that. And Lineup Media, we've got Armenian Nights out in L.A. with Greg. Those guys are really doing a great job out there. Anything new from them, Chris?
Yeah, they just, you know, hammering out new shows every week. So with new stand-ups.
Beautiful.
And yeah, it's
beautiful.
Cool. Yeah.
Did they have, like, I think Jesse the Body was on?
I think so, yeah.
Jesse the Body. Why would he be on?
I don't know.
Armenian Nights. I think that's so cool, though.
Yeah, and it's weird that you mentioned that, because I just watched a Facebook video of him that's floating around the internet right now, and he's really funny.
Really?
And he's really interesting, too. He believes in a lot of stuff that's a little on the fringes, so.
I kind of like the stuff that maybe Ani gets in. He's into that nature stuff,
yeah.
Isn't he?
He's into a lot of energy stuff and
energy
like a
stuff.
Lot of conspiracy stuff, too.
Yeah.
So.
Hey, speaking of Ani, we've got Ani. Do we have Ani on there, Brian?
You have Ani.
Hi. Ani.
Hey, Ani, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
How's everything going in the States now?
Everything's great. Now I'm curious about this Jesse the Body. I've never heard of him, but I guess I'll have to.
He was a wrestler, and then he was. What was he?
He was the governor.
Yeah, the governor
of Minnesota.
That's right.
And if you see him, he's kind of whacked out. I mean, he used to be a real big guy, and he was in the movie. I don't know if you ever called it The Predator.
Yeah. That's
and
right.
He was one of the. He was the one that carried. I don't know if you watch anything like that or not, but in any case, he is a high profile face and with a big
cool.
name. And he was on Armenian Nights. And I was just asking Chris, how's your show coming along?
Me, yes. Oh, I'm really, really looking forward to it.
Yeah, we're rolling.
I can't wait. I already have a few really cool guests that I want to feature. But I'm going to keep it a secret until it
excellent.
Happens.
Excellent. Yeah, excellent.
Yeah.
That's great. And Sarkis, what's his status?
Sarkis, same.
Same.
He's connected with a lot of old friends and, like, new friends here, too, that are all into, you know, the same type of stuff.
Excellent.
So they have some interesting topics to bring up. So L.A. is interesting. There's so many people here that we were at a lecture the other day, and they were saying how – and everyone in the room was from somewhere in the world, but, like, Armenians can't really say goodbye to each other. It's see you later, because it's true. Like, everyone kind of runs into each other at
right.
some point in their lives, you know, more than once.
And I was telling Chris when I was there in L.A. maybe, 6 months ago or something like that, it was funny because there's this, like, a night place to where it's like an IHOP type of place, but it was all Armenians sitting around. And
is this in Glendale?
It's in Glendale. It's
Conrad's.
That's it. Oh my God. That's
funny.
Everyone goes there.
Yeah. And I'm sitting there and I just can't believe how many people are just talking Armenian, just having a, it's like right by that, is it the Marriott or something like that? Yeah. So that's where
it's
I stay.
Funny.
Well, that's incredible. You named it. So, anyway.
Well, it's raining here in L.A., and it rained all night, which is not that typical. And we wanted to talk today about how weather affects people's mood.
That is so interesting because in wintertime here, it seems like everyone just shelters up to where it even affects their personality, to where, you know, everything is cold around here. And
absolutely.
And that was what I said, that would be a great topic. And here you are bringing it up.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, there's actually something called seasonal affective disorder, abbreviated SAD. Yeah. You know about that.
I do.
And yeah, some people are prone to really becoming depressed during winter or like different seasons that not to their liking. But most of us aren't in that category. But we too tend to get in those qualities. Well, if you think about the peak of summer, right?
Mm-hmm.
If the sun is shining, you're getting your vitamin D, you're stimulating serotonin. It's produced, you know, in your body, and it makes you happy. It makes you more productive. It's produced less melatonin, which makes you sleepy. But in the winter, obviously, it's kind of the opposite. Mm-hmm. And thinking about like the things that you do in summer versus winter, I mean, your social life goes down to a minimum. You're kind of like stuck in either your house or workplace or whatnot. And, you know, your freedom is limited. So it does affect people's moods.
I got to ask you guys this, Chris, doesn't it seem like, now, I don't want to bring people down. I know I am, but it seems like people die more during winter
cold,
time.
Yeah, agreed.
Is that weird? Am I on something there?
Maybe your mood is affected to think that way.
Is it the mood? But I always see people people are always dying on winter. I don't know why. I don't know.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I could say here, like in LA, many people aren't used to driving in the rain, or maybe they forgot.
You're right.
And there's like so much traffic. There's so many accidents. There's so much road rage. And it's crazy. Like, it's definitely affecting the mood here. But a lot of people are actually also on the other side happy because it's raining, because, you know, California is experiencing a severe drought. So it's like, okay, we'll take the rain, you know, because we know it's going to go for, you know.
Yeah, you guys need rain in California. Yeah, you never know with wildfires and all that crazy stuff that happens out in the West Coast with stuff like that. I mean, yeah, I think rain should be always welcomed in L.A.
And
especially,
you know, what we don't really think about is when we're at work or in the home, there's a certain temperature that we're working with, and then there's a certain temperature outside, and usually they're opposite. Like, even in summer, if you're inside, most likely it's air conditioned. And so it's tricking your body like constantly, and that can make us moody as well.
Right.
It totally affects us.
So how do you counter something like this? If you are that small percentage that are going through something like this.
Oh, well, honestly, like, I hate to say it. I mean, not that I don't hate to say it. It's interesting practice. You know, like, you've seen those videos of Russians, like, you know, outside, like, jumping in the snow and in the sauna and the snow. And, like, it actually works. Like, getting your body used to the weather that's coming, that's happening.
God damn it. You want me to jump? You want me to jump in the Mississippi River when it's frozen?
Well, it boosts your immune system. I'm not saying like jump right away, but they've created a system where they have like these saunas in the middle of the snow. And so you go in the sauna, you're sweating, and then you go outside, you jump in the snow, you go back in the sauna. It's like a back and forth, and it really helps boost your immune system, your blood circulation going, and it gets your body used to the weather, which, you know, you will in turn be less likely to get sick, and your body will just be fine with it. I mean, places like Armenia, for instance, you know, it's exactly four seasons, and there are high like seasonal peaks at each season. And that's good. It prepares the people for the next season to come. But, you know, in other places, it's usually not the case. So it's important when you see that it's going to rain, like, just go outside for a few minutes, embrace the rain, you know.
Do you think, Ani, that this could be like, I don't know who had it. One of my friends put it on Facebook. I think some Armenians did. Matter of fact, I think you had it even on there. Mm-hmm. To where this Russian lady's got this baby.
Oh.
And she's got this poor naked little child, baby.
Yeah.
And I did share it. And
yeah.
This baby is going into the wind, into the cold. Uh-huh. She's swinging this baby around like it's a toy. outside, Chris, did you see that one?
I didn't see it. Yeah. No.
And the mom is wearing a bikini in the snow at the same time.
Yeah.
It's insane.
So could that be okay in their mind to where the kid, whenever the kid grows up, kind of like not be discouraged by, let's say when it's 10 below zero or anything like that, still?
Well, yeah, for our Western minds, it's still very disturbing to see that. Even like for me, like, it's really hard to watch. But, you know, that mom, it was probably done to her when she was a baby. You know what I mean? It's a tradition that they do. It's their culture. And
where the hell is
it
that?
Works for them. So probably in a village in Russia.
Was it Russia or was it some Kazakhstan where Borat was the
village commander? I think it was Russia, but I know in Ukraine they do it too.
Oh my God.
Yeah, they also have this. I mean, yeah, so it's crazy, but it works for them and they seem fine.
What works for them?
I mean,
what is it they're trying to accomplish?
I mean, I'm not really, I wouldn't do it because I would be too freaked out, to be honest. Maybe I would try something mild, but then again, I don't live there. So I don't know, like maybe people that don't do it, their babies get sick more often. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because they have to do something in order to, you know, withstand that snow. I mean, people that live in snow, they have their techniques. And
I mean, she was flipping this baby around like Nadia Comaneci in the gymnastics.
I don't know about all that. I know it's quite crazy. I know also Russians have this interesting spa treatment, where they would have like men and women in separate rooms, and the men in particular, they would be like in a sauna, and they have these like sticks that are dipped in like herbal oils and such, and then the guys would like beat the crap out of each other with these sticks, and like their wounds would be open, and like it's supposed to be like good for their circulation and their herbs, like to get like soaked up in their blood and their skin. It's crazy the things they do. But
you know, that would be good for this office if we're pissed off at each other in the studio. We just go in this igloo with sticks and beat the crap out of each other. And it's good for us.
The bonding experience of a lifetime.
Yeah. Wow. I can't believe that. Mm-hmm. It's incredible. Then she took the kid. She took this baby and went right into the water. They took a little dip in this ice freezing water, and then they just walked out. I mean,
but you know what? The baby wasn't crying. I don't know if you noticed.
I noticed. I thought the damn thing was dead. I didn't. I couldn't believe it.
So speaking of all this, it's ironic that we're having this whole discussion because I just received an email to confirm the beginning, and this isn't exactly the same thing, but the beginning of our infant swimming class that we're
starting.
You're kidding. I just got the email. It's
inside or outside?
It's indoor. That's what I mean. It's not exactly the same, but it's still a 5-month-old. You know, swimming, and it's unbelievable because I've watched the videos of it on the news. This exact one that we're gonna be at, where it's literally like an 8-month-old, like swimming a lap on her back.
Wow.
Yeah. You Americans are very weak.
Yeah. Ooh, I swim.
We put ours in freezing water.
Yeah, like over in the Siberia.
It's unbelievable what Ani had on her site, though. Any case, so basically, you're saying that. I guess this applies with everything, though, Ani. I mean, if you do everything from the beginning, by the end of it all, I mean, even our kings back then, they used to take a drop of poison and just get used to that.
To build into your system to have a tolerance.
Yeah, to build the tolerance. Yeah. Even the, like Armenian kings and so forth, they used to do that to where...
That's like what our immunizations are now, you know what I mean, in a way.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's so. Exactly. And, you know, I'm not really, to be honest, I'm not really comfortable with so many vaccinations for a baby at once.
That's exactly. So we're struggling with this exact same issue right now because we aren't either. And so there's this guy, and this is a complete side note, but there's this guy out there who's an expert. His name is he's a doctor. His name is Sears.
Sears, like Sears?
Exactly. But he has this whole, it's a vaccination schedule that you're still vaccinating, but it's just spread along a lot longer of a time. So you only do like one vaccination and then you wait a month. You do instead of doing like 8 at once. And he also does this whole in his materials, and he offers it all for free, but he lays out all the vaccinations and then the manufacturers of each of those. And he suggests that you use each of these manufacturers because they don't have formaldehyde in them. Use these manufacturers.
Oh, great.
Yeah, because a lot of vaccinations have, you know, hints of
really
either
bad
aluminum
chemicals, yeah.
or so he's done all the research on it. And so it's been a struggle with us because, mm-hmm. you know, you, like you're at the pediatrician's office, they're like, okay, today we're doing these eight. And we're like, no, we're not. We're not doing these
yeah.
eight. We're doing one of those.
And they make you feel really guilty
always.
Or they try to scare you into doing it.
Yeah, no, that's exactly yeah. what they did. And mm-hmm. then they send in an administrator and they make you sign a refusal to vaccinate form. And I'm like, no, I'm not refusing to vaccinate. I'm refusing to do eight vaccinations in one day.
So you did that.
Yeah,
yeah,
tiny baby.
No, yeah, I said, no way. I said, I'm not signing that form, but I'm not doing eight vaccinations in one day. I'll do one today. We'll show back up next week. We'll do another one. We'll come back. It's not going to hurt her to go, you know, 1 week.
What is their purpose of hitting eight pills or eight shots all at once?
It's easier for them. And
it's convenience.
Yeah, it's all a convenience thing, and they're able to – you
yeah.
know, to make
well, they
more
get paid
off of
quicker.
It. Exactly, because they're able to hammer yeah. through them. So anyway, I'm familiar with all this because mm-hmm. we're undergoing it all right now, and they're assholes to us every time.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's you yeah. make your yeah. own decisions about your own kids. So
well,
exactly, like you're the parent. Your intuition is above everything.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. So all right then. So we're
oh,
just,
I have seen this.
You've seen
yeah, I have
that.
Seen this.
It's
crazy.
Ani's
it's insane.
Site.
Yes.
Yeah. Ani
I love it. Yeah.
Gymnastic little baby. That,
I think
that,
it's awesome.
Yeah.
That woman just flying around. All right then, Ani. That's right. What you got. How's your site coming along?
It's going great, actually. I've been putting. People are liking remedy stuff, so I'm gonna be focusing on that for the
remedies.
Next few weeks. Yeah,
right.
Like old, like grandma recipes, you know, people love that. So,
yeah,
especially in the
it's
winter.
Really great. You know, what's interesting, there's stuff that I found in Armenia, but there's also more that I'm finding here because of the different subcultures
mm-hmm.
that have still carried traditions here more than they have in Armenia,
mm-hmm.
which is really interesting. And I'll probably
like
talk about that.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
What
yeah.
do you got going this weekend, Ani? Anything?
Ooh, a few things. I am having a like margarita night with my mom and her friends and their daughter, so that should be really interesting.
Getting drunk with mom.
Yeah, it's always fun.
Yeah.
And then there is this interesting journalist by the name of Eva. I forgot her last name, but she was in Syria, and she's coming here to talk about her experience and journalism, basically the where it stands today and using Syria as an example. And so me and Sarkis are really excited to go and meet her and to ask questions and
especially,
to find out.
Especially for
yeah.
Sarkis coming from there.
Mm-hmm,
so that,
mm-hmm.
that's really good knowing that. All right, and then, Ani, we will get back with you next week, see if there's
thank
anything
you.
Going on.
Thank
and,
you very much. Good luck with everything, and I hope the baby swimming class is fun and goes
well.
Thank
you. I will let you know. I will update
yeah.
you.
Yeah, but you know what? He's going to have the baby in a warm pool, yeah. like probably 90 degrees.
It's just an excuse for me to get to swim in the winter.
yeah.
yeah.
All right. Okay,
you know,
Ani.
That stuff is so fun.
Yeah.
You know, it's like precious moments you don't want to miss.
Yep.
You got it. For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Have
okay.
a great weekend.
Take care, Ani. Bye.
Bye.
Well, that was Ani. And you know what? I really didn't get an answer of how to cope with winter.
Yeah,
and
with winter.
Basically, with Ani, it was like, got to get used to it, man.
Yeah. It's there's stuff out there, but just... stick with the cold and you'll be
yeah.
good.
Yeah. yeah, stick with the cold. I don't want to stick with
I
the
don't
cold.
Either.
I love L.A. And one of these days I want to possibly make a little journey out west.
Yeah.
How the hell did people get to St. Louis? I mean, these people that landed in
or
St.
Stayed.
Louis, I got to tell you, I think they were the laziest pilgrims
well.
Or because they go, screw it.
Yeah.
Screw it. I don't want to go any further.
This looks good.
This looks good.
Yeah.
This is far enough. Me and my ox, we're going to build something here.
Or their ox died, and they're like,
I
can't afford a new
ox. On these people, and you
yeah.
were like, hey, you know what? I think we're going to keep moving.
Onward.
Onward, and you go. And then you looked at your buddy that's staying with you, looking at him going, he's crazy.
Yeah.
There's nothing out there.
Yeah, yeah. And all of a sudden, they're like, ocean.
Well, you know what we'll do? Okay, we got screwed on this one. They have an ocean. We're going to make a big arch and call it the gateway
exactly.
to the west.
Yeah.
We'll have that west in the world.
We'll get everybody's stay.
Yeah, that way it'll be the gateway.
Well, the really strong people are the ones who made it to L.A. having to go through Nevada and all that.
Oh,
180
yeah.
degrees. And
I mean, these Americans, they dealt with the American native, the Indians,
yeah.
Crazy-ass animals running loose yeah. everywhere. And they still kept going,
yeah.
man.
And finally, like, here we are.
Yeah,
finally
they get to the
honey.
Ocean. Yeah. yeah. But everyone that gave up, their journey was all to the California.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
They all said, I screwed up. This is as far
yeah.
as I'm going.
Yeah, the river's good enough.
The poor people that stayed yeah. at Nevada were like, they were so close. They
I
didn't
know
how
they
close
no
they
idea.
Were.
Yeah, in their head, it could have been like another year of walking or
yeah.
another month.
They're going, oh, shit. This is going to be yeah. another 2 years of walking. I'm not doing it. I'm staying
I'm
here.
I'm good here. And then yeah. they're like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Nothing grows.
Well, in any case, my friends, we had a great show. Silva Hakobian, she was great.
Yep.
And thank you so much. Thank you for so much for being on the show. Because, like I said, as soon as I seen that video and I heard you in that taxi, and God bless all the drivers, taxi drivers out in Armenia going through this right now with wintertime and all that. But besides that, I mean, these were happy people that I was running into
yeah.
that you know, treated me like one of theirs.
Like
and
of their own, yeah.
God bless them, and thank you so much for introducing me to Silva Hagopian, my friends. That's her. And matter of fact, maybe we'll have one of her videos on our site too, Chris.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, genatsit, kishe pani, my friends. We'll see you next week.
Tune in next week for another episode of A Toast to Armenia with Jano Kabinjian. Find the show online at armeniaproud.com and subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Podbean, and all major podcast outlets. Join the conversation at facebook.com/armeniaproud or Twitter at armeniaproud. Get all of our podcasts now at lineupmedia.fm.
This podcast was a presentation of lineupmedia.fm.